Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local field agronomist Megan Anderson about an invasive weed that's been confirmed in Washington County. Something we're starting to hear about in the area is Palmer amaranth. Can you tell us what this is?
Palmer amaranth is a weed that has caused some pretty disastrous results in the southeastern United States. It's very similar to a weed that we currently have that's in basically every crop field in Iowa, known as water hemp. But this relative is a southern weed. It's native to the southwestern United States, and it's in very recent years made its way north to adjacent states and has really exploded in Iowa this year.
And has it been identified locally?
It's been identified in Washington County, Cedar County, Muscatine County, and Lee County, I believe. Those would be the nearest areas.
And why is this such a problem? Is it hard to get rid of?
It's basically like the common weed water hemp that we have. It produces a lot of seed, and it germinates very late in the season, so it can be really difficult to control with herbicide and other management tactics that we usually use for weeds. The bad thing about Palmer amaranth is that it's a much more aggressive weed. Water hemp germinates late, and it produces a lot of seed, but it doesn't usually compete really heavily with our crops, whereas Palmer amaranth will put on a lot of leaves, and it will grow very fast, and it can outcompete our crops to the point where in certain areas it has caused devastating yield losses. We're very worried at this point that it's going to end up in our crop fields and cause similar yield losses here because of the resistance profile that both water hemp and Palmer amaranth are able to obtain. So they can very easily become resistant to herbicides as well.
And is there anything that area farmers can do to prevent it or to get rid of it?
Absolutely. Scouting is the best method. If we can identify it early, that gives us the best opportunity to make sure that it doesn't spread within the area, and it gives us an opportunity to actually eradicate it. So if we're able to, we would really like to be able to pull those plants out and actually remove them from the area. The real trick with this species is it's almost impossible to tell apart from water hemp, which is very common in Iowa, until it flowers, which means we need to be looking for it this time of year, unfortunately.
And are there any certain traits that sets it apart from water hemp that you can see?
Yep, so vegetatively, the best trait would be that if you look at the leaf blade and the small stem called the petiole that attaches that leaf to the stem of the plant, if you tear that off the plant on Palmer amaranth, you're more often going to find petioles that are actually as long or longer than the leaf itself. But what we really need is we need a female plant at maturity to be able to identify it. So if you're out in fields right now and you are grabbing plants that look like water hemp, if one of them is very sharp and it hurts when you grab it, feels kind of like a sand burr, like it sticks in your hand, we need to take a very close look at that plant because Palmer amaranth has very sharp bracts on its flowers.
And if somebody finds this, who do they need to report it to?
Calling their local field agronomist with Iowa State Extension would be the best because we can confirm the identity. So in Keokuk and Washington counties and then to the north, that would be me. And then in certain other counties, I would just call your local field agronomist. They could also contact Bob Hartzler, who is on campus at Iowa State, if they would prefer to do that.
And is this also being found in areas that don't have crops and fields that don't have crops?
So the big explosion in Iowa this year has been a number of findings. In fact, I think we're up to 18 or maybe even 19 counties at this point. And the great majority of them have been found in native conservation planting. So where people have purchased a diverse mix of native seed and seeded it into CRP or just other perennial habitat, and we're finding that it seems to be coming in with those seedings.
So if you find it in those areas, you need to report it as well?
Yes, we really want to make sure that we get it controlled in those areas and that it will not spread from those areas, because so many of them are oftentimes like directly adjacent to a crop field. And in a lot of cases, when we're going to miss those, so normally those habitats would be mowed, and if we're going to miss them or not mow them, potentially right along the crop field is going to be the place where that might happen. So it'd be likely that we could have an escape that might end up in a crop field, and we really don't want that to happen.
And we're hearing some projections for harvests, yields that may be record-breaking, but this could really hurt it if it spreads.
It absolutely could become a huge problem in our state in coming years if we don't work to eradicate it now while we have very low plant numbers.
And what's the best way for people to contact you if they find this?
Probably calling me on my cell phone, which is 319-331-0058.
That's been today's Washington Page with Megan Anderson, field agronomist for the area, speaking about Palmer amaranth. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.